You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I want to talk about Jeremy's wife.
Well, again? Who doesn't?
Because I always want to talk about Nicole. Yeah. I want to talk about a friend of hers because I found out off the air because something came up and I was saying, well, who is Nicole's best friend? You know, because I know she's, we were talking about how later on the show today, we're going to be talking about how women should never get relationship advice from their close friends. And so just sitting here with my feet up on the counter, I looked over at Jeremy. I go, who is Nicole's, like, one of her very best friends?
Yeah, and you've actually met her. She's a dear friend of ours. Her name is Erin.
Yeah, I remember Erin.
Sweet little Erin. And the funny thing about Erin is she was a friend of mine, like, through middle school, all throughout high school. And then, you know, started hanging out with her, you know, while Nicole and I were dating. And
So I asked Jeremy when he told me this. I looked over, because, you know, we're guys. And so the way my mind went, I'm thinking, well, this is one of your wife's best friends, and you've known her since middle school. And so I had to ask, have you ever made out with her?
Of course you had to ask that. And no, I have not. But I will say that there was a party in high school where I thought that was going to happen. A little few drinks in us, a little theater party or something.
And you were drinking in high school?
You
can't drink in high school.
It was ginger ale, you guys. You didn't let me finish. We were drinking ginger ale.
So why'd you bring it up?
it really gets to me. And I can vividly remember, we were sitting on a couch having just a conversation, and she's very goofy like me, and I thought, man, I'm going to go in for a kiss here, and we are going to make out, but I held myself back. The moment passed. I was like, no, okay. I'm not going to do that because that'll make things weird.
Did you do the lean in? Was it like, were you close. Was there breath there?
We were close,
His ginger ale breath was so bad that Erin pulled away in disgust. So let me take this another step and open this up to our listeners too, because I'm curious about this. Hypothetically, you meet your wife's new friend. This is all hypothetical, right? And you realize, you're like, holy crap, I've known this person, you know, going back years and years. In fact, at one point, we made out.
Yes.
So my question is that something you tell your spouse, or do you just kind of keep it?
You go frozen and
silent.
Let it go?
And it's just a make out, right? It's just my tongue licked your teeth situation.
Mm. I think that's probably because I can already foresee some of the arguments from listeners. They're going to say that's not necessary to divulge that information because making out is not earth-shattering, right?
It's
not like, oh, you slept with my best friend. It's like you made out with someone and it was before they were your wife's friend.
It's really not that big of a deal.
Okay, then let's just everybody make out right now. Making out.
No, but
it could be sexy.
Like, is this other woman
it's
hot?
Passionate.
Is she really hot?
And you know what? And the fact that you're not going all the way could make it even more intense.
Okay, well, I see that. It does make it a little steamy. But if you asked five listeners if that's the kind of thing that you tell your spouse, how many of our listeners say yes? And how many of them say, no, you don't have to.
There's some time involved, too. Like, however long you've been with your spouse, if you know them,
I'll tell you right now, I am definitely in the camp of you don't tell everything about your past.
Oh, see, and I would
tell. To your present. I don't think you tell. It's not necessary.
But what if it comes up? It's going to come up. It's going to come up sometime, because especially if it's you and then there's a gal that you made out with, you know, girls just love to have a white wine spritzer and chat.
No, because if, let's hypothetically say I was married and this was happening to me, I don't think this other woman, if she has become friends with my SO, I don't think she would want to say, oh, by the way, I made out with your husband. Jeremy's wife's, would you say it's her best friend?
Bestie, definitely.
All right, her bestie is a woman that Jeremy has known since middle school, and she and Jeremy almost made out in high school.
Almost.
I wonder if Erin knows that she almost made out with you, because you're saying you were going to do the lean in. This could be the first time in her life that she has known that you almost kissed her.
I guarantee you it is. Yeah. I'm sure I'll be taking a phone call later today from Erin.
Which,
really?
If you think about it, this proves my point that people don't talk about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, she would never know that I was going to make
a
move.
So there you go.
It's never too late, I guess. I could say, hey, why don't you come over for New Year's Eve and we'll get a triple kiss. We'll do the triple kiss.
What if she's so uncomfortable now that it affects her friendship with your wife? Because she's like, God, your husband is in love with me,
she's
clearly.
Not. She's a cool chick.
Did your wife know that you almost kissed her best friend?
Yes, she does know that story.
She didn't know that?
Yeah, she's cool with it. She's fine.
You know what?
Have they made out? Have Aaron and Nicole?
I'll tell you what. What's funny is that since Nicole knows, how do you know when they're off having a little white wine together that they haven't snickered about that? You know, and Nicole says, you know, my husband almost kissed you in high school. And if and then Aaron goes, oh, really? And then Nicole would say, yeah, but you didn't miss much.
No, yeah. She would never say that.
Yeah, and Aaron's like, yeah, he almost kissed me, but you're the idiot that married him.
You guys. This is not the holiday spirit.
That's true.
No, little baby Jesus would have said that.
Here's Kelsey. Hello, Kelsey. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So hypothetically, let's assume for a moment that he had kissed his wife's best friend. What do you think? Do you just keep that a secret, or do you just let that information out?
I think if he had kissed her, I wouldn't want to know. But if I had kissed someone else, I would have to tell him.
How come?
Wait a minute.
Because you would feel guilt?
Wait a minute. So you don't want to know, but if you were the person in there, you would say something.
Yeah,
I kissed your best friend.
I feel like it would cause more issues for me. Like, that's how I am. I know it would. So. I wouldn't want to know, but if it was the other way around, I wouldn't be able to not say something.
Yeah. See, it's why do you keep all that bottled up? Just let it out in the open and just say it happened and move on. Who cares?
But why are you letting him get off the hook with not, you know?
It's not that he's getting off the hook. It's for my own personal benefit.
Yeah, she doesn't want that bottled up inside.
This hypothetical situation makes me uncomfortable.
Well, I don't understand people's need to tell everything if it doesn't have an impact or an effect on your relationship whatsoever. I don't think you need to spill everything.
But it might. Just walked into your living room with your significant other.
But that doesn't change anything about the dynamics. In other words, there's no reason for them to know that because it wasn't even important. All it could do is damage things. That's all it could do.
Nah, you just get it out there and you
it
move on.
It can't make the relationship stronger.
It also makes it worse, too, if you find out from another avenue rather than if they tell you to. So
absolutely.
It's like kind of a double-edged sword.
Maybe not. That's a good
and the same.
Well, that's a good point, Kelsey. But what if going into your marriage, you both say, look, there are things about my past that I'm just not comfortable talking about. And the other person says, hey, me too. It's if it impacts our relationship, we'll tell each other. But if it doesn't, let sleeping dogs lie.
You make it sound so huge. Like, they didn't murder somebody. This was just
a kiss.
That's why I don't think it's important
to
tell. Because now when your wife is around Aaron, all she's going to think about is you two kissing.
Look, secrets don't make friends, Dom. It's going to come out.
And what type
of
kiss
universe.
Was it?
If it just walked in and if it's friends with your significant other, you know something's itching.
Kelsey, I'm really glad you called, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you for being on
the
show.
Don't kiss boys.
I need to know what type of kiss it is, because there's so many different types of kisses.
Well, let's before we get into that, let's talk to Leah, because she's been very patiently holding. Hi, Leah. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're all great. So where do you stand on this?
I kind of stand on the whole let sleeping dogs lie part of it.
Yeah.
Because my husband and I live around the town, the very, very small town that I grew up in. So I know everybody,
And you've made out with everybody, right?
She has not made out with
everybody.
It's a small town.
Not everybody, just the cute ones. No,
and pass it around.
Not that one guy.
No.
There's that one guy that nobody's made out with.
All right, Bill.
So, I mean, I don't want to know what he's done in his past. And he'll kind of tease me about something if we see somebody in the store and I kind of, like, hide my face. He's like, oh, well, did you kiss that person? And I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. But, I mean, he teases me about it. And if he asks, then I'll kind of admit to it. But I don't want to know what he's done.
Well, quickly, let me ask you, how old are you? Because I'd like to know what generation I'm talking about. How old are you?
I'm 22.
All right. How old is your husband?
42.
Good night.
No kidding.
He's got some kisses under his belt.
Wow, I would like. What's his name?
Good night. Good for him.
His name is Don.
Don, I would like to send Don a...
Awfully close to Dom, isn't it? How convenient.
Right. No, it's Don with an N.
Right.
Sometimes very Dom close. Is Don with an N, too, here on the show.
Well, you know what, Leah? That's I say cheers to you and Don. I really appreciate you calling, and I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
And stop kissing all the boys in your town.
People,
all right.
It sounds like you really got around.
I don't do that anymore.
No, she's done with that. Ugh. Leah, you're a good sport. You have a great day. Okay.
Thank you. You too.
Bye bye.
My goodness.
What? There's no problem here.
No, again, it goes back to my question. There's different types of kisses too. If it was just a peck, a quick, you know, then who cares? But if it's like a full-on tongue fest,
like a makeout session,
that could be maybe a little awkward.
That's what I'm talking
a little
about.
Over the shirt action, maybe.
It's, it's never just kissing. Yeah, there's always some bases involved.
So my position is don't tell. What's your position, Emily?
You know, my big old mouth. If a guy walked in with Sweet Chip that I had made out with, I wouldn't even think. I'd be like, oh my God, it's the guy I made out with 4 years ago. I would just spill it out.
Huh, that's Jeremy?
I would tell. We already did. This morning.
He would get on the radio and share.
I'd scream it to the mountaintops.
Just because.
I'm a bad kisser!
I finally kissed a girl!
He's like, oh my God, I've kissed two girls in my life.
You got. I don't want to brag, but
should I play Katy Perry's
I'm a good kisser.
I kissed a girl.
And I liked it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Yeah, we'll play it. We'll play I Kissed a Girl. Okay. In honor of this whole
I am a good kisser, guys. I don't want this to be tainted on me.
Yeah, prove it.
Come here. Things are about to get really awkward in the studio.
We're gonna do it.
I don't want that cold sore that you have on your lip.
No, no, it's not. It's not contagious. It's a scab.
Want more laughs? Follow us online
every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.